4. A double homicide. Maybe. At 7:30 the next morning, I was cruising south on Estero Boulevard toward Naples in my red 1963 Corvette Stingray convertible, not coincidentally the same kind of car Jack Stoney drives, and also, not coincidentally, the same kind of car Todd and Buzz drove in the old Route 66 TV series I loved as a boy. I never did know why their names, which I saw in the show credits, were spelled in that unusual way, dropping the final D from Todd and Z from Buzz. But that didn't matter because the car was the real star of that show. I dreamed of someday owning one like it. And now I did. I'd driven down from Chicago in my Jeep Cherokee, which was good for the long winters. A bad weather beater, such vehicles are called. In Florida, I didn't need four-wheel drive, so I decided to realize that boyhood dream. I bought the classic Vette at an auto auction I saw advertised in the Fort Myers News Press, which was held at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds on Ringling Boulevard. I did my homework. Using Kelley Blue Book and Hemmings Motor News as guides, I determined that the values of vintage Corvettes run between $54,000 and $130,000, depending upon the model, options, and condition. My Vette was not the pricier Z06 model. It had a 340 horsepower V8, standard transmission, air conditioning, AM/FM radio, red leather seats, and power windows. It was in good condition, having been driven 80,000 miles by its original owner, according to the fact sheet. I maybe paid too much at $63,000 because of a bidding war with some elderly gent wearing an ascot and Panama hat. Maybe he was a savvy collector or a shill for the auction house. You know what they say, if you don't know who the sucker is in a poker game, it's you. Boys and their toys. As soon as Bill Stevens learned that I'd bought the Vette, he had Jack Stoney, not to be outdone by his flesh-and-blood counterpart, sell his 1974 green Pontiac GTO convertible, that goat being a sweet ride in its own right, and get the same model Corvette, too. He paid a bargain price at an auction, of course. The sparkling waters of the Gulf of Mexico were on my right, and Estero Bay on my left, as I drove...